activity of our board of directors.
Yeah, I hope I didn't scare anyone with my last gong hit, but I promise it won't be as jarring. Although, maybe I saved him a cup of coffee to wake him up.
I wish we had video of that. That was fantastic.
And some really cool stuff if you donate. You got some really great options. Some gifts we want to give you. We're dying to give you our new Sounds Like Home KEXE t-shirt. Head to our website, kexe.org, and when you click the donate button, you'll get a preview of what that new t-shirt looks like. We also have the Up North Report mug with our very cool Up North Report logo, courtesy of our news team there, and our Camp KEXE bandana, Camp KEXE hat, and more. Of course, some concerts we have tickets to that we're giving away all this week. All of it online. You can check it out at kexe.org. Click that donate button and let us know. Also, what foods remind you of home?
And you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. And you may find us at KAXE.org or by asking your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. You can text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you so much.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Jury selection begins today in New York in the trial of Daniel Penny. The U.S. Marine veteran has pleaded not guilty to charges that include second-degree manslaughter and last year's death of Jordan Neely aboard a subway car. Prosecutors say Penny put Neely in a roughly six-minute fatal chokehold. Defense attorneys have argued Penny was responding to Neely's verbal threats to passengers aboard the subway train in Manhattan. Donald Trump campaigned in the swing state of Pennsylvania yesterday, little more than 2 weeks before Election Day in November. One of the Republican presidential nominee's stops was a McDonald's restaurant north of Philadelphia, where Trump spent time working the fry station and the drive-through window. Carmen Russell Sluchansky with member station WHYY reports.
The franchised shop was closed much of the day as the former president worked the fryer under detailed instructions. Then, during the highly stage-managed campaign event, Trump delivered fast food through the drive-in window. The pre-selected occupants of all six cars expressed their support before driving away.
And there'll be no charge. Trump is paying for it. Is that okay?
Afterward, Trump talked to reporters through the window where he repeated his unproven claim that Vice President Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's during college, as she has asserted.
I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Outside, hundreds gathered to cheer him on. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell Sluchansky in Philadelphia.
Trump later held a town hall-style event in Lancaster and attended last night's NFL game in Pittsburgh between the Steelers and the New York Jets. Vice President Harris was campaigning in Georgia yesterday, where she focused largely on unity and voting rights. Music icon Stevie Wonder performed at Harris's Democratic campaign event at a church in Jonesboro, south of Atlanta. The vice president and her supporters also celebrated Harris's 60th birthday. A death row inmate in Texas is expected to testify to state lawmakers today, days after his scheduled execution was delayed. David Martin Davies with Texas Public Radio has more.
Robert Robertson was scheduled to be executed on Thursday, but an unprecedented legal move, a subpoena from the Texas House, saved him from lethal injection. Legislators are investigating why the state's junk science law has not been applied in Robertson's case and others on death row. The lawmakers say Robertson's testimony is key to understanding problems with failed court appeals when capital convictions are obtained using outdated science. Robertson was convicted in the 2002 killing of his daughter by violently shaking her. However, it was later revealed she likely died from pneumonia. The courts never considered this new evidence. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Texas say a helicopter crash in Houston has killed all four people aboard. Police say the private aircraft struck a radio tower last night and caught fire after hitting the ground. It'll be the Los Angeles Dodgers against the New York Yankees in this year's World Series. The Dodgers advanced to Major League Baseball's Championship Series last night after finishing off the New York Mets in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. Steve Futterman was at Dodger Stadium as L.A. recorded the final out of the game.
A celebration on the infield here at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers have made it to the World Series, beating the New York Mets 10-5 in Game 6. The Dodgers now advance to the Fall Classic. Los Angeles will take on the New York Yankees. Game 1 will be here on Friday. It will be the 12th time the Dodgers and the Yankees have met in the series, more than any two teams. The last time was in 1981. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
The Yankees advanced to the Fall Classic on Saturday by defeating the Cleveland Guardians 5-2 in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. The New York Liberty and their fans are celebrating the team's first WNBA championship. New York beat the Minnesota Lynx last night in overtime 67-62 in the decisive Game 5 of that series. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR.
It is 6.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Monday Morning Show on KAXE. Our condolences go out to Minnesota sports fans, except you said the Minnesota United won.
Yes, the Minnesota United won on Saturday. I know we were just talking about the Lynx losing. I'm so sorry, Heidi. I was thinking of you last night. And I will say that was a bit of a controversial ending to that game. I think they'll talk a lot more about it on the sports page on Friday. But tough loss for the Lynx. Tough loss for the Vikings, although that was a great game to watch. But yes, Minnesota United did win and secured the sixth playoff seed in the MLS Cup playoffs.
Well, that's exciting.
It is. Yes, very excited. They're going to have a home game Saturday, November 2nd, that I will be very excited to attend.
All right. That's Chris Walker. I'm Jennifer Barr. It is the first day of the fall membership drive here at KAXE. You can give us a call right now, 218-326-1234. We'd love to hear from you with your support, because that's what makes this radio service possible. It's listeners coming together. We've been doing that for over 48 years now. And we depend on you, 218-326-1234.
We really do. And you're tuned in early this Monday morning because KXE provides a welcome voice and news you don't hear anywhere else, you know, covering our local areas. That's part of this whole theme, coming home to KXE as we get into this overly cluttered, you'll say, election season and everything. We want you to come home to what matters most, your local communities. And that's what our news team does a phenomenal job of doing, is putting together that local coverage. There's that election guide on our website that has every candidate listed, running for every contested race in our area. Really phenomenal job by our team. And we're able to bring you this kind of local programming because of your support. So please go to KEXE.org, click the donate button. We have a slew of gifts and drawings that you can take advantage of. But I think the biggest benefit of all is talking to our volunteer Janet on the phone right now, waiting for your call. And so give us a call and talk to us about home, anything home, really. We'd love to hear.
Yeah. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have our bright spot. We're going to learn more about Itasca Empty Bowls.
We receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork and their Kellyer branch, banking that fits a customer's sense of adventure, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Member FDIC.
Here's some new music from Current Swell.
I'm leaving and I'm never coming, and I'm never coming back again now. Ba 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 ba. And
You can come with me, come with me, come with me if you wanna come and find the end. Ba 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 ba. 'Cause when you're with me, I'm stronger, so this road just gets longer, so we can keep driving and driving and driving away. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. We've been the same for so long, but this place keeps on changing. Ba 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 ba. And when it does, we pick up our things and we keep on migrating. Ba 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 ba. 'Cause when you're with me, I'm stronger, so this road just gets longer, so we can keep driving and driving and driving away. Ba 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 ba. We've been searching and searching so long, looking for a home that was better. Ba 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 ba. But what we found, no matter where we are, our home is when we are together. Ba 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 ba. 'Cause when you're with me, I'm stronger, so this road just gets longer, so we can keep driving and driving and driving. When you're with me, I'm stronger, so this road just gets longer, so we can keep driving and driving and driving. Driving and driving away. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
That is new music from Current Swell here on the Monday Morning Show on KAXE. I'm Jennifer Barr with Chris Walker. Thanks so much for tuning in, and a reminder that it is our fall membership drive. If you'd like to donate right now, you can call us 218-326-1234.
We received support from Hot Spring Hot Tub of Northern Minnesota on Middle School Avenue in Bemidji, offering hot tubs, pool tables, saunas, and more. Information available at hotspringhottubmn.com.
It is time for The Bright Spot. We're highlighting something positive happening in our community. Today we're going to learn about Itasca Empty Bowls Project with an event this Thursday at Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids from 11 to 2 and again from 4 to 7. Joining us now are John Weber, Executive Director of the Community Cafe, and Community Cafe Board Member Chris Fulton. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We got a lot in common this week.
Yeah.
We're all trying to raise operational funds.
There you go.
Right. A lot to talk about.
So first off, tell us a bit about Community Cafe. Where is it? Who do you serve?
Absolutely. The Community Cafe, first of all, I guess it was established back in 2001 in association with many different community groups, but the Second Harvest Food Bank and their board members just discovered that there was a gap in feeding individuals in our local community. And of course, they provide food to people, but the Community Cafe really does that. It's a full four-course meal. In Grand Rapids and Deer River. Grand Rapids is at the Kiesler Wellness Center Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 4:30 to 6. And in Deer River at the King School, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, those same times at 4:30 to 6.
Very cool. How many people would you say that this kind of affects, and how many people does it serve?
You know, each year, over 30,000 meals are served. Hunger can happen many different ways. It could be a bad month for a family, job layoffs, or just, you know, the other piece of the Community Cafe is the community being able to come visit and just, you know, if there isn't, you know, just the community fellowship, of the community cafe really does help out to people. So
tell us a bit about this Thursday's event. What can people expect there?
Yeah, Empty Bowls is the community cafe's largest fundraising event. It's been going on for just about as long as the community cafe has been around. 52 business sponsors, over 15 artists are making have made the bowls. 20 restaurants, local restaurants have made 120 gallons of soup, or are currently making right now. And we expect, you know, we're hoping for about 700 people to come visit us throughout the day.
Sure. Can you talk about the soup and about the restaurants participating? What kind of soup? What kind of food can people expect?
Ooh, you might have to just pop in to see. No, the restaurants really do. They try to showcase their favorite soups. Clam chowder will be there.
Shrimp bisque will be there. Yeah. There'll be lots of soups.
And looking at the forecast, it's going to be pretty chilly, I think. So it should be a good day for soup, you were mentioning.
Low 50s and some rain. That popped into the forecast this morning, so we were happy to see that. I always joke that if it's, 75 like it was this past weekend, I might be at home raking the lawn. But we hope for a little chilly weather. Soup day,
Mm-hmm. You don't need reservations. Come either over the noontime hour or in the evening hour. I'd like to make just a mention about the bowls.
Yeah.
Because this is a very unique, and I'm the newest board member, so this is my first time running through this, but I've attended many, many, many times since we moved back here about 12 years ago. It's probably been every year I've been at it. So we have a collection of bowls, and Lisa got some wonderful artists, and they do wonderful work. And so if you're going to go somewhere to lunch on Thursday, you're going to go somewhere for dinner on Thursday, probably home, but maybe not. Maybe you can go out. Or you can come and pay $30. That's the cost of admission, and take home a piece of art. I mean, truly a piece of art. Human hands have shaped every one of these. Every one of these is unique. Human hands have painted on the glaze. Human hands have put them in the kiln and taken them out. And your human hands get to take it home. So, I mean, I'm looking at one here that John brought in this morning, and it's a beautiful bowl. And so it's just an added bonus that really makes a difference on this fundraiser that, everybody has a different approach at a fundraiser, just the way it works. But mm-hmm. I think this is a pretty unique and pretty effective one.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because, similar to how we were talking about the similarities of us doing a fundraiser this week and wanting to give a gift for KEXE, a bowl is included in every ticket, and it's by a local artist, correct? How many artists are involved in Empty Bowls?
There's a team of them that work in McCroskey. Under Katie Marshall would be leading that team. And I think there's about a dozen that are in there. I've got the names, everybody. I won't go through all the names, but about a dozen. And then there's four separate artists that have their own studios that are also contributing. So we got a handful of them, and, we just got word the other day that, so-and-so, our pottery artist brought in 30 more bowls, and yeah, so you come and get your pick. We don't hand you one and say, this is the one you're stuck with. You get to shop a little bit.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, but we always have to pull out new ones.
Sure.
As people come in. So some people will hang around waiting to see if something better gets pulled out.
Yeah. We're talking with Chris Fulton and John Weber from Community Cafe about their Empty Bowls event happening this Thursday at Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids. The hours, can go from either 11 to 2 or 4 to 7, so either lunch or dinner time. Yeah, it's both. I've been to the event several times as well, and both you get to choose your soup, which can be a challenge because there's lots of great options. And then again, the bowls, there's that middle table with all of them on display, and it's a fun time.
Everyone is unique.
Well, you have the two different times, so like you mentioned, Chris, you can do let's say a late breakfast, then maybe an early lunch, and then a dinner. But you can just do three meals all in one day and try all the different soups,
go out
right?
For lunch and pay, drive through a fast food and pay $12, and at the end of it, you got a bunch of trash. You've gotten too much food.
Yes.
Or you can come over to our event, get some wonderful soup, take home a piece of art. I mean, it's a neat concept.
Yeah, and there's dessert as well, and in beverages. It's not just the soup, correct?
Yep, and it's dessert. So Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't have to stay from 11 to 2.
Yeah.
Pop in.
That's just
20 minutes. If you want to stay the whole time, we'd be happy to have you. There's also takeout meals available.
Mm.
And so for those who are on a short, limited timeline, we want to accommodate you guys as well.
And how long, sorry, you might have already mentioned this, how long has this event been going on?
Yeah, it's 23 years.
23 years, okay.
Yeah, 24, 23. Yeah, mm-hmm. Long time.
Yeah, yeah,
it's grown. It's grown.
Yeah, there's a woman that, if you've been around Grand Rapids a while, you knew Mary Jo Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through her determination, tenacity, vision that actually the Community Cafe came about, let alone this fundraiser. And, we lost her, 2 years ago or so. And I think if you asked her the question right now, Mary Jo, what difference does it make that we feed 30,000 meals a year? And she'd mm-hmm. probably say, and you know, I knew Mary Jo fairly well, she'd probably say it doesn't make a big difference. But you got to make a difference. You got to do something. It's like that first bite of food when you're really hungry. That first bite is the one that's really the best bite.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though in the grand scheme of things, you know, we'd love to serve meals every day of the week and on the weekends.
Yeah.
But because we don't have the funding to do that, and we're not striving to do that, because frankly, it comes with a lot more than just that. But you know, your fundraising, your drive for members keeps you running every week, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing this week is keeping us running for over the course of the next year.
Yeah. So Community Cafe, as we've mentioned, does serve in Deer River and Grand Rapids. How can people get involved? Do you need volunteers?
You know, we're a pretty well-oiled machine, to be honest. Here and there, a few volunteers each night is great. We have some key volunteers that just love coming there every day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get involved, definitely reach out to me. We have a website. My email is john.weber@communitycafemn.org. Something that we can make happen, though.
Any other fundraisers throughout the year, too, that people should know about, or any other ways to give back to Community Cafe outside of the big fundraiser this week?
This is the big one.
Yeah.
We do send out snail mail letters, just asking for some money here and there throughout the year. But this is by far the big one for us.
If you are listening out there and you know you can't be there on Thursday, go to the website. There's a donate button. Takes you through GiveMN, I believe,
yes.
And be a part of it. Make yourself feel good. Giving makes you feel good. And we sure wish you could be there, but I know a lot of people can't. But you can still give anytime, actually. But thinking about it on Thursday, hop online, make a donation, and help out the Community Cafe.
All right. Well, that is Chris Fulton, a board member with Community Cafe, and we've been talking with Executive Director of Community Cafe, John Weber. Their Grand Rapids location is open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays out of Kiesler Wellness Center. And Deer River is Monday through Thursday at the Deer River King Elementary School. Everyone is welcome. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And The Bright Spot is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
How's your kickoff going this morning?
How's the kickoff? It's going. Yeah. We've heard from a couple people. I told Jennifer that I banged the gong a little too loud in my last one and knocked my headphones off, so I got a little excited. But we're gonna rein it back in with the next donation, and we got a lot more gong hits to go this week. So
I will just add from a personal perspective, I think KEXE KBXE adds value, immeasurable value, to our community. And so, you know, I've been a member wherever I've lived, and I've lived in a lot of places. Every time, part of the moving in process was, let's find out what's public radio that we want to listen to. And so here it's this one primarily, but there's others, but primarily. And I tell you what, you guys add so much value to the quality of life in Grand Rapids. It's just impressive.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being a member. And again, anyone can become a member right now, 218-326-1234. We're going to hear some new music now from Willie Nelson.
Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face. Do you realize we're floating in space? Do you realize the happiness makes you cry? Do you realize everyone you know someday will die? Instead of saying all your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion of my spinning around. Do you realize that everyone you know someday we'll die? Instead of saying all your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize?
Willie Nelson there covering the Flaming Lips, Do You Realize, here on the Monday Morning Show on KAXE. I'm Jennifer Barr with Chris Walker.
We receive support from Brainstorm Bakery, headquarters of Crapola, with four flavors of granola handcrafted at the bakery on East Sheridan Street in Ely. Online ordering available and more at brainstormbakery.com.
Taking a look at our current temperatures, we are in the mid to upper 40s for much of the area. Brainerd, the warm spot at 52 degrees, and it is going to be a warm one today again. Sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy overnight, slight chance for showers in northwestern Minnesota and lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 65 to 70. And looking ahead to Wednesday, sunny, cooling down, highs in the upper 40s. Breezy northwest winds 10 to 20, gusting higher.
Pretty incredible day to get out and maybe take a walk and see what you notice and observe out in nature before John's phenology report tomorrow morning on the morning show.
That's right. And it's a great day to become a member of KAXE. We need to hear from two more of you before 9 o'clock to unlock this $500 match. Thanks to the generosity of our board of directors, we've heard from Susan in Mattawa and Lisa in Centerville. You can be next. Call us, 218-326-1234.
That's right. It's always a great day to become a member, but especially today because of our first day of our fall member drive. And we want you to come home to KAXE all week long. And you can do that a number of ways, tuning into us wherever you are and connecting yourself to home. And of course, by donating, we are more than happy to offer you some of our membership gifts or donation gifts, like our brand new Sounds Like Home KAXE t-shirt. And we've been talking about it, but an extra boost this week, we have a few different concerts we're doing ticket drawings for. We have some Trampled by Turtles and Avett Brothers tickets we're giving away later this afternoon. Tickets to Emily King at the Dakota Jazz Club later in November, and Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats in early November. You got to tune in all week long to listen to that, but any donation gets you automatically entered in to those drawings all week.
That's right. And if you are super interested in that Avett Brothers Trampled by Turtles combo concert this week, you have got a very good chance of winning right now.
That's right. I mean, that drawing is later today at 3:45. The concert's on Thursday, and that's going to be a very, very popular concert. I believe co-headlining, playing similar sets or similar length.
They're both doing like pretty full sets. It's not like just half of each. It's like you get in a full Avett Brothers Trampled by Turtles show.
That's right. And we have two tickets to give away to anyone later this afternoon on Mixtape. Again, anyone who donates gets automatic entry into that drawing. And if you don't win those, you'll still be entered into the drawing for the other concerts. So head to KEXE.org, click the donate button. We need to hear from you right now.
218-326-1234. Right now, time for a special edition of the Up North Report.
For KEXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Jamie Becker Finn is working on advancing the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz ticket to the White House this election season. Becker Finn serves in the State House of Representatives, and as a Leech Lake Band descendant, she's working hard to get out the Native vote. She recently joined me to talk about what she's been hearing on the campaign trail. Well, Jamie, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. I understand that you are working on getting out the Native vote. How's that going?
You know, I think good. The conversations I've had with folks, people are pretty fired up. I think, you know, having Tim Walz on the ticket and, you know, people being more familiar, obviously, with the ticket has made people excited. And I think, too, just knowing sort of the level that we're dealing with here, with how bad things could get under another, Trump administration, and, you know, some fears around that, and making sure that we're doing what's best for Native folks and all Minnesotans.
Jamie Becker Finn, you are a Leech Lake band member yourself, right? What are some of the things you've been hearing as you've talking to folks, not just in your home district, but here in the North as well?
Yeah. So, yes, I'm a Leech Lake descendant, grew up in Calf Lake. You know, I think the thing that when I'm talking to folks, sort of attention to small businesses and making sure that everybody has a fair shot at, a good future, whatever that looks like. I think, you know, talking to people who have benefited certainly from some of the DFL programs that have passed in Minnesota in the last couple of years, and realizing the impact that things like that can have on people, you know, accessing school, you know, with the North Star Promise program, or accessing, you know, food and through our schools and all those kinds of things. People are really starting to notice. And I think that really speaks to what's possible through public policy.
And I know, like further down the ticket, for the state house seats, the land back measures that kind of started picking up a little steam last session are likely going to come back again. What are some of the things you've been hearing about those items, you know, as the state legislature looks at them again next year?
Yeah, you know, those were some bills that got a lot of attention, but maybe weren't moving forward at the speed at which certainly there were some folks, wanting to make them into something that divides us. And I think what's important is to ground us in the reality of where Minnesota sits, and, especially up in the northern part of the state. You know, people may be familiar or know Native folks, but like really understanding the history and the sovereignty and how important it is that we acknowledge those things. And it doesn't, you know, we don't have to talk about it in a way that's completely divisive. And I think it's easy to scare people, and that is what some folks have done with some of those issues. But I think it also speaks to what happens when we have Native folks in government, and when you have those voices in those roles, it's a different conversation. And I think that's really important. You know, I know we have Mike Reyes running from the Cass Lake area, and I think making sure that we have those people in office is going to continue to be important.
Election season seems to be certainly picking up steam that you want to make sure Native voters especially, know about as they, you know, make their decisions to head to their polls.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for people to remember is that their votes do matter. They absolutely matter. Every individual vote is important, and it is our right to make that voice heard. And we want to make sure that we're doing it in a way that is supportive of policies that are actually going to be respectful and helpful to our communities. And I think that I just hope people remember that and remember how important it is to vote in our state and national, you know, our federal elections as well.
The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe will hold early voting events on October 21st and October 30th. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
The latest edition of the Up North Report you can hear this afternoon at 5:30 during All Things Considered on KAXE. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Barr with Chris Walker. It is the Monday morning show, and it is the first day of our fall membership drive. Come home to KAXE.
That's right. We have a match on the table. We still need to hear from two more people. We have a $500 match from our board of directors. Thank you so much to them for contributing towards this match, but we need two more donations before 9 o'clock to unlock it. So give us a call right now, 218-326-1234. Our volunteer Janet is standing by, as well as some of our staff. We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you.
Absolutely, we need to. And remember, we are doing a ticket drawing this afternoon during mixtape. So get your donation in for sure by 3:30 if you are interested in attending a concert at the XL this Thursday with the Avett Brothers and Trampled by Turtles. But any reason is a great reason to give to KAXE. You find value in us. You listen on a regular basis. We're here for you with local information and national news and a great mix of music coming up this morning, 9 o'clock. David John, your volunteer host for On the River. And then this evening, TJ the DJ, he'll be joined by fellow volunteer Justine Jacobson. Lots of great programming throughout the day, all made possible by you, our listeners.
You talked about Trampled by Turtles, former Riverfest headliner, Trampled by Turtles. Some would say maybe that Riverfest propelled them to XL Energy Center.
Perhaps. Yes. I mean, they were at they've been at a few Riverfests, our Mississippi River Festival back in the tent in before I even started here. And then they were at the Grand Rapids River Festival on a much bigger stage.
That's right. And so, yeah, your support obviously not only helps KAXE stay on the air, but it also brings you, brings the community together through events like Grand Rapids River Fest, events like a Bemidji Block Party, events that we love hosting, being a part of, and events that make Northern Minnesota special. So help us keep these events thriving and support the station that sponsors them by donating now at KAXE.org. Your contribution really does make it all possible.
Yeah, I want to let you know about a few fun events happening this weekend as well. It is Flannel Fest this Saturday at the historic Colleyville Hall in Virginia, with Sloppy Joe meals available at 5 p.m. and then live folk, bluegrass, and Finnish music from the Lindala Brothers from 6 to 8. Wear your best flannels. Proceeds for that will benefit the preservation of the Colleyville Hall. And also this Saturday, Northern Lights Community School in Warba has a kids' Halloween carnival from 1 to 3 with games, activities, and candy.
The support comes from Beltrami Electric, a Touchstone Energy cooperative with a mission to provide safe, affordable, reliable electric service. Beltrami Electric Cooperative, connecting communities and powering life in Northern Minnesota for more than 80 years.
We also thank Happy Dancing Turtle, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing stewards through education programs and experiences. More information at happydancingturtle.org. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Christina Gallas. It is National Estate Planning Week. We're going to find out about all kinds of ways that you can use your retirement accounts to your advantage and ways that maybe you can support your favorite nonprofits.
Yeah. There's obviously ways outside of just a, you know, dropping off a check or donating online to support KXE. And we'll chat with Christina about that. For those with some IRAs and other accounts.
Right now, we're going to hear some new music. This is Laura Jane Grace and the Mississippi Medicals. This one's called Karma Too Close.
Well, it is the first day of our fall member drive, but it also happens to be the first day of National Estate Planning Week. And to talk more about that with us is Christina Gallas, Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Grand Rapids. Good morning, Christina. Good. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be here today.
So tell us what defines an estate, because to me that feels like a very fancy home and lots of money, but I think everybody has an estate, don't they?
Yeah, an estate is kind of a word we use to describe how to transfer assets, right? Like after we have passed on. So if anyone owns any asset, they have that in title. And an estate is a way to transfer that title ownership.
That's great to know, because the first time I heard estate was... very vivid memory playing the game Life, the board game Life.
Yes.
And at the end, you could go to Countryside Acres or Millionaire Estates. And I always thought estate was just a home because it had a picture of a home on it. So it obviously encompasses a lot more than just a house.
Yeah, and we get that question a lot, like, oh, do I have to have $1 million to have an estate plan, or do I have to achieve some sort of, you know, like you said, mansion, some estate? But really, anyone with an asset in their name is somebody that could consider estate planning, because you want to define how do you want that to be then passed on to and to whom.
Sure. So one thing I want to specifically ask you about is IRAs, individual retirement arrangements, which, you know, wasn't something I was familiar with in my younger years, and now... having kids and doing that estate planning and kind of planning for the future, having a lot more familiarity with, and I know younger kids are being taught about IRAs and savings a lot more. There are ways for people to support KAXE and their other favorite nonprofits through their IRAs, correct? And how does that work?
Yes. So the I in IRA stands for individual. So those are owned by individuals, And they're also beneficiary driven, which means you can designate how do you want whomever to inherit the IRA in that in this case. And not a lot of people know that you can designate a portion to a charity. And so some people in their estate planning consider, okay, here are all the things with titles. Maybe we could have a beneficiary go to a charity. So after we pass, we're leaving with an organization something. You know, we call those bequests, right? So you can name, and that would be for anything beneficiary driven, you can name a charity. So think 401k, 403b, IRA, Roth IRA, life insurance, those kind of things you can name for those to be passed on to a beneficiary that's a person or a charity of your choice.
Can you tell us more about qualified charitable distributions?
Yes. So fancy acronym here, right? QCD. Qualified charitable distributions are when you actually distribute from, in this example, an IRA, like you mentioned, Chris, if the custodial owner distributes funds from the IRA directly to the charity, it's tax-free. And that's federal and state. You do have to be the age 70 and a half or older. And when you turn 73, you actually are required in some cases to distribute from these types of accounts. So charitably minded people start thinking about, hey, how can I reduce my taxes? Or even if taxes aren't an issue, how can I distribute even more? So one example would be, I'm going to write out a check for $2,000 for the fundraiser, for the fund drive. Or if that money came to me through a taxable distribution, it would actually be less in this case. Because if you pay 22% federal or 10% state or something like that, what you actually end up in your checkbook is what you have after you've paid taxes. So by contributing and distributing directly from these IRAs, you can avoid that taxable portion, and it allows you to give even more.
And that differs from IRAs doing a QCD from an IRA. That differs from giving out of a 401k or a different pension plan, because there are more benefits through an IRA, correct?
Yes. How the rule is written today is it does have to be distributed from an IRA, not a 401k, not a 403b or something like that. And it has to be directly distributed from that institution. So if there's a financial institution holding the IRA, they're the ones that cut the check then. And these are also calendar-based, so they have to be processed by December 31st. So we're kind of coming up on the end of the year where people are starting to think about, hey, what else can I do to satisfy my required minimum or donate charitably with this tax benefit of doing it this way?
With these distributions, does that affect somebody's income level? And then does that also affect things like Medicare and Social Security?
Most of the distributions, when we get to age 70 and a half, right, we're just satisfying what has to be accounted for, you know, for any sort of tax, federal or state. So it doesn't affect any of those other incomes. There is, however, a cap, if we can talk about that. It is $100,000 annually per donor. So that is the maximum that you can distribute via this qualified charitable distribution route.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, so with the distributions, you correct me if I'm wrong here, lowering the income level then is also beneficial to paying less in, you talked about state and federal taxes. And could that then affect, you know, potential Medicare premiums or that Social Security that Jennifer was talking about that is subject to tax because they're at a lower income level?
Yes. So every year we have our tax brackets, if you will, and it's based on your filing status, married, filing jointly, single, all those things. It is a progressive tax. situation, especially for federal. So if there are ways that you can reduce like which tax bracket you're in and how does that impact those other pieces, depending on your situation. I know there are listeners across the United States, so all of these things are unique to you, and you can definitely check in with your professional tax advisor and get feedback on how would this impact your ability to give or reducing other considerations. Yeah.
Sure. It sounds like a reason to never known about a reason to celebrate a half birthday, but I love that number, 70 and a half.
I know.
For those that are required for those distributions. What about those who are under 70 and a half years old? You know, what options do they have, someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s?
Yeah, so other ways you can give tax efficiently, right, and this one doesn't have an age attached, is you can avoid paying capital gains on highly appreciated assets by donating the asset itself to a charity of your choice. So think of, hey, I bought like XYZ stock for $10 and now it's worth $100 per share. That would expose you to $90 of capital gains tax, which for some people might be 15%, might be 20%. If you donate those shares directly to your charity, you can avoid the capital gains completely, and that allows you to give even more.
Nice. Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun to just hear about all the different ways that you can support KXE, other nonprofits, in so many ways through these accounts. And yeah, if for everyone else listening out there, you can view more information on our website, KEXE.org/IRA-giving, or you can go to the give section of our website and select charitable IRA giving. And yeah, as Christine had mentioned, please seek the advice of your financial or legal advisor when considering these options, as personal circumstances can have a significant impact on whether charitable distributions are advantageous to you. Christina, thank you so much for joining us and talking about.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Do you just get super excited talking and having these conversations and talking about National Estate Planning Week?
Well, yes. It's always good to review your plans at least once a year and to go through those details. And it really gives people, you know, that purpose and that passion when they can connect some of these points to things that are important to them. So.
Well, thank you for joining us and thank you for supporting KAXE.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Oh, Chris, that was a course correction from your last song.
I definitely think I didn't quite give it nearly as much as I did, but didn't quite give it enough. I was worried, you know. I went with a two-handed swing and I held up at the end. But that gong that you did hear was a donation. We just heard from John in Bovee. John, thank you so much for donating. That means we just need one more donation before 9 o'clock here to unlock that $500 match. I promise I will hit the gong harder next time, but also not too hard. We got a week to figure it out.
Yeah.
We're going to find that sweet spot.
So, John is entered to win those Trampled by Turtles, Avett Brothers concert tickets. That will be doing that drawing later today. And that means we need just one more to unlock this $500 match from our board of directors. We need to do it by 9 o'clock. So time is ticking.
That's right. And just a reminder, we not only this week do we have Trampled by Turtles and Avett Brothers tickets to give away. That's happening today at 3:45. We also have Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats tickets later this week. We have Emily King tickets to give out later this week. So if you donate, you are automatically entered in, not just for today's drawing, but all the concert tickets drawings this week. So if you don't win today, your name will already be in the pool for the next two concerts. And, okay, I feel like that was it. That was a good one, right?
That was a good gong.
All right. Barb in, where is it here? Barb in Scandia. Thank you so much, Barb. She just donated, which means we have unlocked our $500 match. Barb, I might be the first one. I'm not sure unless one of the early ones snagged it. Barb's going to be taking home that new Sounds Like Home KAXE t-shirt. Thank you so much, Barb. So we just heard from Barb. We just heard from John.
We've also heard from Lisa and Susan this morning.
Thank you. There you caught me. Thank you, everyone who donated so far this morning. We got to keep it going this whole week, though. We unlocked the match for our board of directors, so that's huge, and we're going to have more more matches on the table. But again, those concert tickets, you're going to want to get entered in for that drawing later today at 3:45 on Mixtape with Malachi Coons. And Malachi always does a phenomenal job with Mixtape. I'm excited for his home-themed Mixtape later this afternoon.
Yeah, so call us now, 218-326-1234. We're going to hear a sample of what you might hear at a Trampled by Turtles concert this week.
I could never pretend that I don't love. You can never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your truck. You're taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night.
Yeah, you know, you heard the crowd excited when they first started playing that. I feel like you'll hear that reaction tenfold at the XL Energy Center on Thursday.
Yeah. This was live at First Avenue by Trampled by Turtles.
I suppose because they'll be 16,000 more or so.
A lot more people at XL. You could enter to win tickets by donating to KAXE today.
That's right.
Up until 3:30. 218-326-1234. Don't wait so long, though.
Look at that. Well done. You were saying that's maybe your favorite Trampled song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I just make sure you don't ask Kari what her favorite song is, because I know she can't stand picking one of everything.
Favorites are hard.
Can't stand those questions.
But sometimes it's just like, this is the one.
Yeah, there are plenty to choose from. As Jennifer said, make sure you donate today to get entered into drawing for those tickets. When you donate online at kexe.org, make sure you click to opt in to those ticket drawings all week long. Again, today, Trampled by Turtles, Avett Brothers tickets given away at 3:45. And then later this week, Emily King and Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
We want to thank those who have gotten us off to a great start here on the Come Home to KAXE Fall Membership Drive. Susan in Mattawa, Lisa in Centerville, John and Paula in Bovee, and Barb from Scandia. Thank you so much.
And thank you to Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital in Grand Rapids for their support of KEXE, offering rewarding careers in healthcare with open positions available at granditasca.org/careers. Grand Itasca, where you're treated like family.
Our weather for today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s with southeast winds 5 to 10. And then tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance for showers in northwestern Minnesota, including Bemidji, lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 65 to 70. Lows tomorrow night down near the freezing mark. And then Wednesday, much cooler, but sunny, highs in the upper 40s and breezy northwest winds.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart